Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaum moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Falk steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Schott reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Averill steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell is called out on strikes. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive towards right. Whatwood catches it and throws to second to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Sissel scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Schott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watwood. Schott reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavner bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Lind reaches second base with a double. Tavner moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Tavner scores. Lind moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to first and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Sissel, who tags Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Com hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. Clancy moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to first and has Jameson trapped. There's the throw to Sissel, who tags Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Myatt and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kham scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 3 in the game. Taubner hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sissel bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 4 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Taubner. Thomas scores. Metzler scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.